Today is the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, one God, three persons. So this is the third homily also. And then I will ask you for three things: prayer, vocations, and your financial support. And I will say three things. First, who I am, then who are we, the Scalabrinians, the missionaries of St. Charles, and what do we do? First, I am Father Carmelo Hernandez. Now I'm pastor at San Leo the Great here in Houston. I'm a Mexican by birth. When I was very old, I was 11 years of age when I entered the seminary. My parents did not send me to the seminary. My father did not want me to go to the seminary, but I insisted when I was 11. So I entered the seminary when I was 11. And I studied in Mexico 9 years in the seminary. But always in my mind, I wanted to work with migrants. For why? Because when I was born, maybe I was 2 years old, my father migrated to California. He was an undocumented migrant in California for 2-3 years. So I do remember the day I met my father the first time, when I was conscious, aware that he was my father. And then when I was 20 years of age, I came to Chicago to begin my formation as a missionary for migrants, as part of the Scalabrinians. And that opened my mind in a very different perspective. I grew up in a very monocultural society, very traditional society. Just imagine the place where my parents were born. My family lived there for 300 years, at least, and I'm sure. We were really rooted. And for somebody who was rooted in the land, to go abroad, to be uprooted, it was complicated. So I learned when I joined the Scalabrinians, that the world is my home. I feel at home wherever I am being sent, I've been missioned. So I began in Chicago, then they sent me to Toronto in Canada, and after that I went to Italy to study theology, and I wanted to go to work in Africa. And instead of sending me to Africa, they sent me to San Jose, California. It's very similar, huh? And then when I was in San Jose, they offered me to become an assistant professor in psychology. And I told my provincial, I can be a psychology of differences. And he said, your difference is you go to Mexico to work. So I was sent to Mexico, first to Guadalajara, then to Mexico City. And I was in my home. It's so beautiful when you leave your country, you are a young man, and to arrive as an adult. I really enjoy Mexico. I was so happy in my homeland because I could see it from a different perspective, living in Canada, in USA, in Italy. I had a different perspective of Mexico. Then my superior said, okay, you are going to go to the Philippines. They asked me, do you want to go to the Philippines? And I said, my mind says no. It's illogic. But my heart says yes. So I wrote, I remember, very clear. It was one evening. In those days, internet was very poor. We have only 2 hours a day of internet. So in the evening, I wrote a letter to my superior general. My heart says yes, my mind says no. But do whatever you want. So next day, I was saying the mass. And after mass, I had to open the email to see what happens. So when I opened the email after mass, I saw a letter from the general. I transfer you to the Philippines. In that moment, I said, my God, I'm going to the Philippines. I don't want to go. But I went to the Philippines. I went to the Philippines. I was supposed to go to be there for 5 years. But I have to tell you, to go to Asia changed my life. I thought I was Christian. But when I arrived in the Philippines, I discovered Christ. But I was a Christian, but I discovered Christ, a different way of being Christian. And I can tell you, the first year, I hated the Philippines. Everything, rice in the morning, rice for breakfast, rice for lunch, rice for evening. And then during the mass, please rice. No, please, no rice. And when I went home, my sister told me, we prepare rice for you, please, no rice. You know, now I live, we are four priests in our community here in San Leo. Two are Vietnamese and two Mexicans. Just imagine, sometimes we had to eat rice and noodles. And the two Mexicans look at each other, do they sacrifice? But the other days we eat tacos, so the two Vietnamese, they made a sacrifice. And we try to live together. So in the Philippines, really, I discovered Christ. There was a famous priest there, a Jesuit, told me, Carmelo, you have to bloom where you are planted. This is the place where Jesus sent you to work to be. And really, I was amazed. At the end, I was so happy in the Philippines. And when I was very happy, they sent me to Italy. I don't know. When things go right, things go wrong. And when things go wrong, they go right. So I was sent to Italy. And then from Italy, my dream, my desire was to go to Vietnam. And when I left USA, Italy, one of my luggages was to go to Vietnam. I left Italy at the beginning of December. And then I received a Christmas gift on the 22nd of December telling me, you cannot go to Vietnam. So really I say, what a Christmas gift. I was my dream to go to Vietnam. Instead, I ended up in Los Angeles. And from Los Angeles, I was sent to Houston. What is the best place in the world? Houston. What is the best parish in the world? San Leo the Great. Why? Because I am there. Bloom where you are planted. You know, as pastor in San Leo, most of the people are migrants. No? And I have really to work with them, with migrants. So this is my life. I'm very happy as a priest. I have been 33 years as a priest. I really enjoy my vocation to be a missionary of St. Charles Calabrinian. I really enjoy it every single day because I learn languages, cultures, but especially Jesus has brought me wherever he wanted. So when I always say this, you have to sign, to give a blank check to Christ. You just put your signature and let God put the rest. I made take and I've been very happy. Huh? Because now what is next after San Leo in Houston? I have two dreams, huh? But one is to go to India, the other is to go to Taiwan. But my superior will decide. I hope not soon, huh? Later, because I'm very happy in San Leo. Now, who are we, the Scalabrinians? Huh? The Scalabrinians were founded, or missionaries of St. Charles, we were founded at the end of the 19th century, 1887, to work specifically with migrants. No? Our founder was a bishop, a diocesan bishop in Piacenza. Piacenza is a city south of Milan. And when he was visiting his parish, his diocese, he discovered that in most of the places there were no men, only women, elderly men, and children. And he asked, where are they? They say they have migrated. So this idea that many of his diocesan young men had left, made him think to do something. So he went to see Pope Leo XIII, to see what can be done. The Pope said, migration is just a passing reality, a passing phenomenon. It will end. But our bishop decided, with the help of the Holy Spirit, of course, and with the approval of Pope Leo XIII, to found our congregation. Because, you know, if you notice, if you read the history of America, in the 19th century, millions of Europeans came to America. The Europeans, many from Germany, many, many, thousands upon thousands from Ireland. But the Germans and the Irish brought their own priest who spoke German. At a certain point, in the Midwest, it was Germany. Huh? The sisters were from Germany, the priests were from Germany, everybody spoke German. But the Italians did not bring priests. So he decided, again, to send priests to work with Italians, to take care of the Italians. And the Italians, at the end of the 19th century, were like what they say today about the Mexicans, the worst of the worst. No? They were mistreated. They were the mafia. No? They were the not-so-good ones. And I always make fun of, no? Say, you know, 100 years ago or so, the Italians were the last and the least in America. Today they are the first. Just in our home diocese here in Houston, you know Fiorenza, no? He was the bishop, no? He's Italian. His parents were from Italy. Di Nardo. His father is from Abruzzo in Italy. Now Rizzotto, the auxiliary bishop. And now the new auxiliary bishop, Italo De Loro, Italian. He has only one good thing, Father Italo. One good thing, that he is from the same place that our founder came from, Como. So this is why I like Father Italo. I told him, the only thing good you have is that you are from Como, where our founder was born. And yesterday, they were the Italians. Huh? And in fact, our founder said, nobody has the right to migrate. They called the merchants of flesh. People, they were promoting migration to be mistreated in every place, in Europe, in America, in Brazil. Today, in 2021, we as Calabrinians, we work in 33 nations with migrants, with refugees, and with the seafarers. Today, the reality of migration is very complicated. It's a very political issue today. And there are migrants in every place. Just tell you, there are 10 million Filipino migrants. 10 million. Wherever you go, you find Filipinos, you find Vietnamese, you find Africans every place. Every single day, before the pandemic, because now I do not know, but before the pandemic, every single day, out of Manila airport in the Philippines, 2,000 people migrated, every single day. You go any place, you go to the seaports, you can find a lot of Filipinos, Indonesians, Indians. Migration has become a complicated issue. And why do people migrate? Why do people migrate? Nobody migrates because of pleasure. The ones who migrate because of pleasure, they are tourists. But people migrate because of need. Eh? There is hunger, persecution. Eh? If you are hungry, what are you going to do? If your children are starving to death, what do you do? If you are being persecuted, what do you do? You have to migrate. There is no choice. There are no walls, nothing, no laws that can stop migration. It's a humanity. Now, what do we do as Calabrinians? Do we promote migration? No, we don't. Because we say that there is no better place than home. There is no better place than home. In fact, if I close my eyes, what do I see in my mind? My hometown. Because there is no place like home. Where I grew up, the mountains, the streets, my house, it's the best place because I grew up there. Migration really robs us of what is ours. Everything. And migration today is becoming a big business. No? I can tell you a lot of stories of women who are raped in the process of migration. You know, there are a lot of Central Americans here in USA. You know, when they pass through Mexico, it's Calvary, eh? It's hell. Eh? You know how many people in Mexico are mistreated? How many women are raped? And how? Why women, they take the journey to migrate? Because of need. There is no other reason. Here in San Leo, where I worked, you know how many times people, men, come to tell me, my father is dying in Mexico. My siblings want me to go back. I ask a question. Do you have papers? No. Do you have a family? Yes. Do you have money to pay a coyote? No. So you cannot go. And they cry. You know how many? You know many migrants for sure. Huh? People who have been here in America for 20, 25 years. And they committed a crime. The crime is that they came undocumented. Not illegal, undocumented. And they pay for many, many years. It pains me, but it's a political issue. We as Calabrinians, what do we do at the end? We welcome them. We are brothers walking with them towards heaven. Now, second thing. If you are a young man or woman, you want to join us. To be a Calabrinian is the best thing. We are the best of the best, for sure. Huh? Our life is so beautiful. Huh? We travel the world, we learn languages, but we serve Christ in the neediest, the migrants, the ones who don't have rights. No? join us. You will never get tired. You will never get bored, because migration opens our minds. Really, it opens my mind. No? I can tell you so many places I have been and so many things I have seen. It's so beautiful. And then the final thing is, we ask you financial, your prayer, first of all, your financial aid. Where is going to be your money? Your money that you are going to give us in charity is going to go to the houses for migrants. What do we do in those we call casas del migrante? We have in the Philippines, we have in Vietnam, in Africa, in South America, in Mexico, in Guatemala. What do we do to work on the migrants? A place where they can stay, where they can rest, where they can feel at home, where they are nurtured. They are given basic things. We don't give them money. We just give basic things. Home, food, friendship, and sometimes health assistance. Migration will never end. And let me conclude with this. Remember, all of us are migrants. None of us were here 100 years ago. And none of us will be here in 100 years from now. In fact, the Bible, it's a beautiful book that begins Paradise to the New Jerusalem. Paradise to the New Jerusalem. Humanity came out of paradise and moves, journeys towards the New Jerusalem in heaven, the book of Revelation. And Jesus said, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, you do unto me. I was a migrant, I was a foreigner, and you welcomed me. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you. And pray for us. Pray for the migrants. When you hear, they are illegals, but they are humans. And again, if you want to join us, please talk to me at the end. We are more than happy to welcome you as part of our religious community that to serve the migrants, the refugees, and the seafarers. Thank you, and may God bless you today and always.